In this video, we would like to discuss how GDP is measured. So how is national income measured? The most commonly used measure of a country's national income is gross domestic product, or GDP. Again, we'll define GDP as the total value of all final goods and services produced in an economy in a year. Now, GDP may be defined as the total of all economic activity in a country, regardless of who owns the productive assets. There are different methods that are used to calculate the GDP figure. So let's kind of figure out what this is. Number one, the output method. This measures the actual output of the goods and services produced. So the output method, what is output by the industry, whether it be, like I said, service related, industry, manufacturing, entertainment, whatever is output by those industries, that is what we are measuring. Those are the data points that we'll use in our measurements. This is calculated by summing all of the value added by all the firms in an economy. It's an aggregate. It's a sum total of all value-added products, right, sold or services. When we say value-added, it means that at each stage of production and the production process, we deduct the cost of inputs so as to not double count them. So look, we are only measuring the profit created by the delivery of these products, whether it's goods, services, manufacturing, entertainment, etc. So we don't want to count total revenue, because then we will not get a true picture, because you cannot count the costs of the inputs. The data is usually grouped according to the different sectors in the economy: primary, secondary, and tertiary. The income method is the next method. This measures the value of all incomes earned in an economy. This measures the value of all spending on goods and services in the economy. This is calculated by summing up the spending by all different sectors in the economy. Spending by households, known as consumption. Spending by firms, known as investment. Spending by governments. Spending by foreigners on exports minus spending on imports, known as net exports. So again, GDP equals consumption plus investment plus government spending plus the difference between exports and imports. So this is how we're going to figure out the GDP number. We're going to add all the spending by households inside the economy. Then we're going to add the investment by firms into the economy. And we'll also add in the government spending component to the GDP. Again, we'll look at the exports and the imports. Now, you're going to have a surplus, or you're going to have a deficit when it comes to figuring out your current account, right, your trade deficit or your trade surplus, right? So we're going to subtract out the exports from the imports, and then you'll figure this into this component into your GDP figure. So you'll either add or subtract based on, do you have a surplus or a deficit?